AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A jury near Detroit says a document handwritten by Aretha Franklin and found in her couch is a valid will. Here's the AP's Margie Zauerletta.
Aretha Franklin did not leave a formal will when she died in 2018. A year later, a niece found two wills in Franklin's handwriting, a 2010 one discovered in a locked cabinet and a 2014 one found in a couch. Both had scribbles and were hard to read in places. Jurors in Pontiac, Michigan have decided the 2014 document is a valid will. It would give Franklin's son Kelf her main home and make him the executor. Franklin's son Ted was named executor on the earlier document. Both documents appear to call for Franklin's four sons to share income from her music and copyrights. I'm Archie Zauerletta.
President Biden's nominee to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr., won over lawmakers on Capitol Hill, but faces an uncertain fate because of a senator's hold. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville is blocking the confirmation of all senior military officers in protest over Defense Department policy that pays for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion or other reproductive care. Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine says troops might leave.
That might be the kind of thing that might make them decide if my Article 1 branch is not going to respect the service that I have given this country, including deployments overseas. Maybe I should look for a line of work where I will be respected.
Tuberville never mentioned the topic when he questioned Brown during the hearing. NATO leaders say they would allow Ukraine to join the alliance when allies agree and conditions are met. Hours after President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted the organization's failure to set a timetable for his country as absurd. Las Vegas police say there's a hostage situation in the Caesars Palace Casino Tower involving a man and a woman. Officers have secured the area outside the room. This is AP News. Public college and university visits and travel by Supreme Court justices put them in the company of big money donors.
The Associated Press obtained tens of thousands of emails and documents revealing the extent to which schools have seen visits by justices as opportunities to generate donations while saying the events were not fundraisers, regularly putting them in the room with influential donors, including some whose industries have had interest before the Supreme Court. The investigation also finds justices lent their prestige to partisan activity and advanced personal interests like sales of their books. The conduct would likely be prohibited if done by lower court federal judges, but SCOTUS's definition of banned fundraising is narrow, simply an event that raises more than it costs or where guests are asked for donations. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's Elena Svitolina upset number one seed Iga Swiatek today at Wimbledon. This is AP. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.